Diary, March 1873. March 1st to March 31st, 1873. En route to Battle Creek. We have had a beautiful day. We passed this holy Sabbath upon the cars. We kept by ourselves. We changed cars at Ogden. I was very sick all day, could not eat anything. The strong, aromatic smell of cigars affected me seriously. My head was full of sharp pain, my stomach sick. I would break out in profuse perspiration, then become deathly faint and sick. I struggled hard against it. I prayed for help from God. I fainted quite away. Smoking was banished from the car when the conductor learned its effect upon me. My husband, Sister Hall, and myself prayed earnestly, silently, for help from above. How precious was Jesus to me in my pain and perplexity! Our prayers were answered. Relief came. From this time, I improved. We had another lovely day. I felt quite well, except for weakness and loss of appetite. We slept well during the night. We passed over the most dreary desert. Nothing interesting to be seen but snow and bunches of sagebrush. We have had a beautiful day. We have had no hindrance on account of snow. We passed through many snowsheds. I conversed with a young man who is dying with consumption. He is an infidel I cannot reach. He says when he dies, it is the last of him. He has led a dissolute life and dies as the beast dieth. It made the Christian life look so bright in contrast with the gloomy prospects of this poor sinner who could not comfort himself with any bright picture when he should live again. His brightest hope is in no existence beyond the grave. I gave him lessons and tried to make him as comfortable as possible, but sad, sad is the thought of this man's future. A just God he must meet. We are still blessed with beautiful weather. My rest was not as good last night. We have a beautiful car, heated with steam pipes. We have lived out of our basket the entire journey with the exception of expending 35 cents for sundries. We are losing our appetites. Our friends go out to meals. They frequently expend $1 each for a hasty meal and lie down at night restless and cannot sleep because of eating so heartily. We have rested well nearly every night. We took our last meal at 1 o'clock p.m., changed cars at Chicago, arrived at Battle Creek at 10:30 p.m. Brother Abby was waiting with sleigh for us. We came to our own home. Got to rest at 1 o'clock a.m., Battle Creek, Michigan. It is a very pleasant day, but quite cold. We feel the need of sleep and rest. We have had many callers. My head is much confused. Our brethren are coming in to conference. We are warmly welcomed and are greeted heartily by our friends. We feel rejoiced to see our friends once more. We enjoy the open fire and our large, commodious rooms. Battle Creek. We have a very bright, sunshiny day. We had a sweet night's rest. Feel much refreshed. We called on Ella Belden, who was sick at Health Institute. She is cheerful, but in rather a dangerous condition. We pray God to spare her to her father. He needs the comfort she can give him. We received many callers. Our friends wish to speak with us. After so long a separation, we cannot refuse them. We rode to the city. Expended $3.50 for shoes and skirt, 35 cents for suspenders, 10 cents for collars. In the evening, had many calls from friends. Had a meeting of consultation. Did not close till 10 o'clock p.m. I fear the effect of these meetings upon my husband's strength. Wrote two letters, one to Will Walling and one to San Francisco. Battle Creek. I feel the taxation of last eve. My head aches. It is raining this morning, but soon the sun shines again. Finally, it sets into raining, and rains very steadily. Brethren, S.N. Haskell, and G.I. Butler came to see me. In the evening, we talked over the matters of our preaching brethren. We have had an interesting conversation. We had a very profitable season of prayer. We have supplicated the Lord earnestly in behalf of Sister Abby. We felt that God would work in her behalf and restore her to health. Battle Creek. The wind has blown very hard all night. It is a very blustering day. We rested very well last night. We had a precious season of prayer. I spoke to the people assembled in the meeting house. I spoke from these words, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you," etc. John 15, 7th verse and onward. I had freedom in speaking to the people. The congregation was large, and there was deep feeling in the meeting. My husband spoke in the afternoon. Brethren, S.N. Haskell and G.I. Butler, called upon us, and we read the testimony and had very profitable talk. Emma White called. We shall have her come and live with us. Emma seems well. We love her. Battle Creek. We wrote some and are seeking to get rested from our journey. Sister Abby is a cripple. We pray earnestly to God in her behalf. Brother Andrews called. I did not see him. In the evening he came to visit us. After some time spent in conversation, we united in prayer. I felt a spirit of prayer for Brother Andrews. Battle Creek. Our conference commenced today. Business meetings. My husband labored in the meetings all day. It is very blustering and cold. We took breakfast at the Institute. Attended prayers with them. My husband spoke a short time with acceptance. We made several calls. I returned home, finished a letter of 16 pages to Sister Hall. Walked to the office that it might not be delayed. We took dinner at Brother Haskell's. My husband rested in sleep 1 hour. Battle Creek. We arose with headache. Went to the Institute for treatment. Emma accompanied us. We took treatment. Emma took dripping sheet. I took electric bath. Rested the forenoon, but was very nervous the entire day. At night I lay down to rest on the lounge. Brother Jorgensen came to talk with me. I thought it impossible for me to converse, but thought I would try. I labored with him to encourage him to assert his godlike manhood, to have courage and free himself from the shackles of the enemy. He expressed great relief and hope. He talked freely of his unbelief and trials. I tried to meet his unbelief wisely, with words that would lift him out of his despondency and gloom. He said that he never expected so great help from anyone living as from that interview. I felt rewarded for my effort of 2 hours in my weariness. Battle Creek. We arose early. A committee was waiting to consult with my husband. We attended the conference meeting in the morning. We had a very tender spirit in our meeting. Brother Butka from Missouri spoke with great brokenness of spirit. Brother Jorgensen spoke of receiving light and peace in our conversation last night. The delegate from Seventh-day Baptists spoke to the point. Battle Creek. It is a pleasant day, very muddy underfoot. We arose at 5 o'clock and had a special season of prayer. Brethren Andrews, Wagoner, Gaskell, Lindsay, Cummings and wife, and Brethren Butler, Canwright, and Haskell. Most of these took breakfast with us. We attended morning meeting. I left before it was finished. Wrote in the office 2 pages to children. Returned to the meeting house. The meeting was interesting. I spoke in the evening to the people from God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I had good freedom in talking. The house was full. We invited those who desired prayers to come forward. Quite a number came forward, and we united with them in prayer. The Lord granted us His grace, and we felt that it was a profitable meeting. I spoke to the people in the forenoon. The air was very oppressive. I had not my usual freedom. My husband spoke in the afternoon upon the coming of our Lord. In the evening there was a conference meeting. Several talked. It seemed to be rather of a failure. Several came forward for prayers. Brother Andrews talked in the forenoon with good freedom and a house full. Brother Griswold, Baptist delegate from Seventh-day Baptist denomination, preached a very good discourse. Brother Smith gave an interesting discourse in the evening. Business meetings through the day. I spoke to the people Monday night. I felt a great pressure of darkness, but finally gained the victory and left the burden upon the people. I invited those who felt that they had not the favor of God to come forward. To my surprise, 2/3 of all in the house came forward. Among them were 2 interested ones who were seeking the truth. Some came forward who were seeking the Lord, but most were members of the church. We had a very important season of prayer. The Lord's hand seemed to reach down to lift us. There were many testimonies of confession. The meeting was held until 10 o'clock, and we returned home. Brother Burdick called upon us. We had a very pleasant interview. We then met at the House of Worship. We had come to the time of the election of President, Secretary, and Treasurer. Votes were cast, and Elder White elected by unanimous voice as President, Sister Van Horn as Secretary, Brother Harmon Lindsay as Vice President, Brother Cummings as Treasurer. In the afternoon, Brethren White and Andrews confessed their wrongs and failures. There seemed to be but little freedom in the meeting. It was a cold, blustering day. I called upon Brother and Sister Smith. Brother Andrews was present. I talked with them some time to learn the true state of their feelings. I cannot feel that they are in rebellion. I communicated to my husband a more favorable state of things than I had anticipated. He still feels that Brother and Sister Smith are not in union with us. Brethren Haskell and Butler came to our house. We had a season of prayer. I could not pray. My husband felt that he must have the victory. Battle Creek. We had an interview at Brother Smith's. He is dissatisfied with some things in my husband's letters, some expressions he thinks too severe. I related the matter to my husband. We had meeting in the House of Worship. Brethren Wagoner and Andrews confessed. Brother Uriah read a letter which was uncalled for, made no concessions. I talked at length in regard to the course pursued in letting murmurings arise in regard to my husband. A sadness rested upon us all as the meeting closed. Brother Woolsey spoke to the point. Brother Van Horn spoke well. The same evening all met at our house. My husband prayed earnestly for Brethren Wagoner and Andrews and Smith. Brethren Wagoner and Andrews were greatly blessed. The Spirit of the Lord came down, and we realized the presence of God very near. Brother Smith seemed to remain unfeeling and unblessed. He did not open his heart to the gracious influences of the Spirit of God. Thursday morning, we had meeting with the council in regard to Brother Lockwood's case. He has been all out of his place, taking burdens of office, matters that no one had placed upon him. I had electrical bath. made arrangements for Lily Belden to come to my house every day to be instructed in sewing and kept in useful employment. Battle Creek. I went early in morning and called on Sister Graves. Had interview with Sister Taylor and Etta Aldrich. Had an interview with Sister Aldrich. Talked with Brother Butler. We met at Brother Smith's. My husband talked some. Brother Smith remains unsoftened, hard. Husband seems depressed. Called another meeting at the House of Prayer in the afternoon. Officers were elected, also editors. A controversy arose in regard to who should serve as president. The ministers seek to press my husband in, but he refuses to accept the office. I sustain him. His health has failed under the burden. He must have rest, or sink under the pressure of care. Some difference in understanding the testimonies. Some think my husband cannot be free from the burdens. May God guide in wisdom. Sister Hall and I call to see Ella Belden. She is feeling cheerful. Her symptoms are little better. We conversed and prayed with her. We called in to see Mrs. Thomas, a Baptist lady. Had a pleasant interview and season of prayer. We felt the sweet presence of the Lord. Battle Creek. My husband spoke with great freedom and power. I remained at home to write. After my husband had closed his discourse, he invited those who desired prayers to come forward. There was deep feeling in the meeting. Many wept. As they came forward, they sang, "Just as I am," without one plea. In the afternoon, Brother Butler spoke with great freedom. Battle Creek. Spent some time in the office preparing matter for Reformer. Spoke in the evening to a full house with some freedom. Took dinner at Brother Lindsay's. Battle Creek. Spent the day at the office preparing matter for Reformer. We took dinner at Brother Ing's. We advised them to remain at Battle Creek. They thought of returning to Iowa if they could not be a help in Battle Creek. We do not wish to lose their influence here. Return to office again to continue to prepare matter for Reformer. Battle Creek. Was at the office most of the day, preparing matter for Reformer. Battle Creek. It is a very stormy day. I arranged my writings. My husband sent for me to take dinner at Brother Kellogg's. It was very cold and stormy. It looked imprudent to go out, yet I ventured. We had a pleasant visit with Brother Kellogg's family. Had a good hygienic dinner. Borrowed a book to select piece for Reformer. In the afternoon was at the office, selecting pieces for my department in Reformer. Returned home. In evening, had an earnest praying season for Sister Abby. Battle Creek. I designed to spend the day in writing. Just as I was about to engage in my writing, Sister Cummings came. I visited with her quite a while, then went to the Institute with Emma White for treatment. My husband came for me to ride, and I did not take treatment. Rode down to the city, bought 1 dozen paper bosoms for my husband, rubber cord for net and pants. Took dinner with Brother and Sister Van Horn. Had a pleasant visit with them. Returned home. Stopped at the Institute a short time and returned home and engaged in writing. Dr. Russell called in evening before leaving for an urgent call to Wisconsin from Brother Sanborn. We had a pleasant interview with Dr. Russell. Elders Andrews and Haskell spent the evening with us, tarried overnight. Battle Creek. It is raining. My husband spent the day at the office. He brought me 2 letters, one from Elder Loughborough, with two letters copied that he had received from Brethren Stipp and Stockton. My husband came home with Sister Lamson. We had a pleasant visit. Sister Lamson dined with us. I have 48 pages completed for the Health Institute. My head is weary. Received a good letter from Will Walling. He urges us to come and stay with him in the summer, and I think we shall do so. Battle Creek. It is a blustering day. My husband attended meeting. I did not. I wished to speak to the Brethren and Sisters of San Francisco. I wrote 16 pages, to Elder Loughborough, 6 pages, to Brother Diggins, 10 pages, also wrote Brother Stockton, 2 pages. My husband spoke to the people with Freedom Sabbath. In the afternoon, I, not completed. Brethren came in after meeting. Sister Butler came to visit us. Brethren Andrews and Haskell called. I read to them the letter written to Brother Diggins. We had a season of prayer of considerable interest. Battle Creek. We visited the Health Institute to learn definitely in regard to Ella's case, Ella Belden. Talked with Sister Chamberlain. She expresses but little hope of Ella's recovery. Took electric bath. Saw Ella through an electrical bath. She bore it well. In the afternoon, walked with my husband to the office. We had interview with Brethren Bell and Butler and Haskell. Walked home in the rain. It rained very hard. My husband seemed depressed. He decided that he had better remove to Edson's, White, home. Battle Creek. It is cloudy, cold, and windy. We went to the office. Made preparations for moving into the house of Edson's. Brethren Ings and Marcus moved out. Brother Ings went in with Sister Cummings. Marcus boards with Brother Graves. In the afternoon, Ella, Belden, was taken home. She bore it well. Poor child, she has been very homesick. We have things arranged to keep house at Edson's, preparatory to receiving our children. We are comfortably arranged. Sisters Gaskill and Taylor came with provisions for our breakfast. They were very thoughtful. We went to Brother Whipple's and purchased some things. We went to Mr. Meekonis's office to sign a deed for piece of land for burial spot to Brother Andrews. Sent Sister Caroline letter of 2 pages. Received letter from Brother Cornell,